This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the continuation of Beholder Fest.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yes, part 2 of 6. Starting with the history of the Beholders.
Yes, let us look back to the days of yore and consider the titans which hover over this humble creature. This is nuts. I love I love the idea of a fool's of a fool god that just that floats through planes and just drops beholders according to what she has eaten.
Yeah. Yeah, like when you say fool god, like it is very much like an Azathoth thing. It is an idiot chaos that just moves through and has only the desire to create more beholders.
Yeah.
Like much the same. And then it just floats through the, like literally through the plane. So like you're driving along and then just the shimmering in the distance, there's a gigantic beholder that's like farts out like a bunch of beholders and then phases out.
Yeah. But no, not malice, just beholders, no, eggs, drops eggs full of beholders.
Yeah. They're chock full of beholders, like popping in your mouth, like sushi roe, you know, like just like bursting.
Yeah. So it's the great mother. And then it's her two like saviors or whatever they are. Kazomnal and what's that? Gerizimon? Yeah. Gesimnid or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Gesimnid.
Gesimnid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is where they come from. Legendary stories tell of beholders that have witnessed the Great Mother laying eggs and gibbering to herself as she traversed the plains. And so beholders who actually figure out that she is insane, they go insane themselves. Like it causes their intuitive mind to rot. And we'll talk about that later, because so many of these beholders are so vain that, you know, they think, oh, I'm obviously in God's image. And when they find out they have nothing in common with their God, it completely undercuts their egos.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that they do have something in common with their God, and that like, that means they are, you know, less than. Yeah, it's something else. Like each beholder has this little miniature Call of Cthulhu story in them, where it's like they go about their business as a villain, and then they have this like literal, you know, I glimpse the other side moment. Like it's very, very good. You know, it is extremely good.
Yeah.
Who's this other guy? Vic Crispa?
Yeah, Vic Crispa. They have a couple of figures. You know, basically all of their martyrs were exactly like them, and they were killed by the non-pure beholders, most likely the ones who are most are the enemies of the person telling the story.
Yeah, fucking false breeds.
You're right.
Yeah, don't get me started on those Saxville beholders. So Vic Crispa is the beholder mage god, which we, you know, again, you don't have to go back to the last year. It's if you're a beholder and you lose your central eye, your anti-magic orb, you can start learning magic and convert your eye stalks into the aptly named spell stalks, which is pretty dumb because they can do one spell, which is what they already do.
Right, right.
It's just a way for you to like lose your anti-magic thing and have different abilities than the stock.
Yeah, you get customization. Yeah.
Yes. Stock beholder kit. Man, like beholder RPG. From the prospector, the prospector.
Yeah.
Period. That wasn't that. No, prospector Softworks.
Yeah. Where the beholder is the party, and you are like customizing different stocks and upgrading different stocks.
Like it makes me wish that like the promise that started with Dungeon Keeper kept up, because like Beholder Manager 2017 would be like a day one purchase for me.
Oh yeah, and also a day one purpose. Like everything else would fall to the back.
Finally, like I would have achieved some reason to not fucking shoot myself in the face through Beholder Manager 2017. Because like you just imagine, like you start out, you can choose different kinds of beholders.
Mm-hmm.
You like you create your meat locker cave. You know, you just kind of like do this little Sims thing.
Uh-huh.
You go about your day. That would be so fun.
Yeah.
God, like somebody make that game,
please. Or let us know if that's a thing.
I feel like I would know.
Yeah,
like,
your Google alerts would have tripped.
Yeah, like, don't you think that we would just like, I don't know, just have like an itch in the back of our skulls and like sleepwalk to the computer and type it in the title, you know? Our homepage would miraculously change to it. But like I was gonna say, get on it, indie devs, but like get on it, Maxis.
Yes.
You know, get on it. Like, I want this to be a high profile, big project.
Yeah, I want this to create waves in the industry.
genre. I want this to be a new genre.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.